So good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I'm just going to apologise. I've been a bit slow on the old podcast front lately. To be quite honest, after lockdown, it's all gone a bit crazy and it just hasn't been a forefront of my mind. The most important thing has just been getting the office back up to gear. We've got Jamie back in the office now, which is great. So we're selling boats and it's just been a bit hectic. But anyway, we're back now. Going to try and get some more content out there. And Mark and I are just having a quick coffee this afternoon. And I thought it'd be interesting for those that are listening just to really get up to speed with what Mark and I are up to and how we're finding it post-lockdown. So, hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
It's nice to actually do his podcast in the same room now rather than having to sit far away.
20 miles up for each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So hopefully a lot easier and hopefully better audio for everybody else.
But I'll have to look at you sat with your sunglasses sat in the darkened room.
Yeah. Helps my OCD.
Yeah, I guess.
So you've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's playing catch up really, probably like yourself, but obviously 3 months away, we can maintain boats and tick along and do anything emergency wise, but there's a lot of people we're waiting to move their boats back to their, or who have bought boats, say, back in March. We want to move down to their permanent berth, or we're waiting to do a sea trial or a survey. Lift outs or anti-foul. So I've been doing a lot of boat moves to and from Dartmouth for lift outs for other contractors to start work. And they're just snowed under. So it's not too bad for me, to be fair, because literally it's like an hour to drive, get a taxi back or on the bus and it's fine. But for the other guys in the industry, where when the boat gets there, they've got 1-2 weeks of work to do.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lot of phone calls now, can you do some work on my boat? And it's like, no, September. It's like, you can't, people, a lot of the contractors, especially engineers and what have you, the more specialist guys, they've got a 3 month backlog they've got to start clearing. And although it's great to be busy, it's putting people under a lot of pressure, I think. But it could, you know, it's better than being the other way, I suppose. And it is what it is. Like we were saying before, it is what it is. We can't help it. It's not nobody's fault. It's just one of those things.
I think the weather's been helping, hasn't it?
But the weather's, and I think because the weather's been so nice, I guess it's one of those things where people are really sort of reluctant to travel abroad, so they're looking at other alternatives, and one of them is buying boats or using the boats more. So you're busy, you're getting more inquiries than ever,
aren't you?
We're getting more. I've moved a few boats for you and privately for new owners, and they want tuition as well. So it's very, very busy, and I'm sort of trying to cram it all in when the weather's good as well, so I can't complain. It's nice to be out and actually working again and brushing up on your own skills, I guess, after being rusty for a few months. So yeah, it's all good, and as long as the weather continues like this, I'm hopefully we'll have a sort of rescue of the summer in a way. The only thing that's not going to happen from my point of view, which is a frustration, is traveling abroad. I had jobs in France, Spain, which have been cancelled, and even if some of them get reinstated, it's just the whole the quarantine issues now that has been put in by the government will make I can't see myself going to Spain and France, sitting there for 2 weeks in the hotel, then doing a job for a couple of days and coming back and sitting in quarantine.
It just doesn't work.
So I'm thinking that it'll probably change. I think that will hopefully in the next few weeks, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Fingers crossed, they do this, what they would call them,
air bridges
to certain Europe. They have to, I mean, just the tourist industry would be so badly damaged from all of this that I think they just have to come to some sort of agreement or an arrangement. So, yeah, we'll see. But no, I'm it's just nice. It's nice to be normal, sat in the office together.
Yeah, definitely a lot easier. Yeah. Socially distancing, of course, at least 2 meters away. Yeah, but we're finding. I mean, as Mark said, we have been busy. We're catching up with the people that are wanting to buy boats. The weather's been really good lately, so that's definitely helped the decision making process, I think, for a lot of people. And to be honest, at the moment, we don't really have enough good quality small listings, and that seems to be an industry problem. So we're trying at the same time as selling boats, trying to find new listings, which is always possibly the harder side of the business at the moment. We've also been busy, as you know from my other podcast, we're doing the Axopar boats now. So we've been busy doing some handovers of Axopars, which has been really good.
Yeah.
Mark's been helping me with that.
That's been amazing. I've been doing some handover and instruction on two Axopars the last few days, to be fair. And it's a 37 Brabus and the
28.
And it's my first experience, time I've been on the boats, and they are amazing. Just because they're so different, And it's almost like the whoever designed them loves boating. You can just tell from some of the little quirks on there that although they look different and they're a bit wacky, I suppose, they're actually quite practical at the same time. Mm. And they definitely, it's like having a Ducati bike. When you're out, I used to be into bikes, so it's the same thing. When you park it up and people come around and stare at it because it's unusual, it's different. It's the same with those. You get a lot of people. We actually went to Solcombe on the 37, and people would come around in the dinghies and asking questions and going around and taking photographs. And the same yesterday on the 28, up in the dark, people are just curious. What is that? It's, you know, it's a new thing, and it looks exciting. It looks fast as sat there. So
yeah, that's really good.
It gathers a lot. It garners a lot of attention. So yeah, I wouldn't mind having one myself, quite taken by
them. I have to get one, Mark. Do you a deal?
Do me a deal.
Yeah, do you a deal. I mean, we are finding as well, the marina's getting busier. I mean, I have to say, MDL are doing a great job at the keeping the marina safe. There's hand sanitizer everywhere, isn't there? That type of thing. I think I mentioned that in the last one. But yeah, it is good. I think there's more and more people coming
down. Nobody's going anywhere. I went to Solcombe on a Sunday, and it was beautiful weather on a Sunday. And bearing in mind, it's mid-June. I'm on a normal... in the normal times, you go to Solcombe and you'd be rammed. It'd be rammed. You'd be looking for a pontoon or a mooring to pick up on, and you may be having to raft. I got up there and there's two yachts up there. That was it. Two yachts and moorings and us and a couple of little sailboats pottering around. Nothing going on. I guess because the shops are closed and people can't stay overnight in the boat still. So for someone to come down and then go somewhere on their boat, it eats up too much of the day. So the marinas are busy. People are just sunbathing on the boats or pottering around and doing some maintenance works. But you don't see a lot of guys going out.
No,
mostly sailboats pottering around the bay, and that's it.
I think the issue as well that we're finding is because of the still restriction that people can't sleep on their boats. A lot of our owners here, you know, from Bristol, from Birmingham, from further afield, and it's a long drive to come here for the day. And I do have to say I'm respecting those that aren't staying on their boats because... You know, you shouldn't be staying on the boats. You shouldn't be staying in your second homes. And I guess that's probably why Solcombe was quiet, wasn't it? It's just so...
Yeah, there's nobody there. And then obviously, you get a lot of second home owners there, mostly, I say, from the South East London sort of area, Gloucester, I guess. And it's just not worthwhile coming down. And a lot of the locals are very vigilant about who's using their second homes. And, you know, so they're just... People aren't taking the risk. And the Solcombe Harbour Office was preventing people coming down and... Put it in their boats.
Using
in the
their
water.
Boats, yeah.
Yeah, so it's good. And from my point of view, I never used to like going to Solcombe in the summer just because it's just too busy. So it's actually quite nice to go there on a hot summer's day and have the place pretty much to myself. So a little perk, I guess. But it'd be nice to see people starting to get in more boat use. And the other thing is people can't get their boats out. They haven't had them serviced and have anti-foul. So taking them out is actually a bit of a pain because are they going to be reliable? You know, they're covered in weed and that sort of thing. So prevents a lot of people as well for the whole practical side of it.
We've had a couple of issues, haven't we, last week with a couple of brokerage boats. We had one,
which is, I suppose it's the effect of this whole shutdown is lack of use. Boats haven't been used. I know we've been doing some maintenance stuff and those general checks we've talked about before, but a lot of people haven't, and obviously their boat's been sat there since before November time, September, and they've never been used, haven't been turned over. So we had I had an issue with affected Tom as well, where I was taking a boat round for survey and sea trial, single engine boat, lovely boat, got round past Berry Head about 6 miles from where the boat's based in Torquay, and had an overheat alarm come on, nothing obvious. Nothing we could do about it, so it's a pan and a tow in from a fishing boat, which gave us 3 hours to have a poke around the boat. But it was obviously a pen, and it turned out it was the impeller, which is what we suspected. And it just spinning on its spindle through lack of use, where it's been sat in the same position for like I think 8 months.
Is that how long it took you to tow you back? 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours in Berry Head.
It was actually going backwards or something. Yeah, because it was only a little fishing boat. It must have been about 18 foot long with a 90 horsepower engine on the back, and we're doing about a couple of 2 knots against the tide, so yeah, it was a struggle. But we were other side of Berry Head, so it's a bit of a current, so yeah, St Mary's Bay, so it took us ages. It did open her up in the bay in the end, but yeah, it was a bit of a pain.
Nice of him to do that. Was he coming back to Torquay anyway?
Yeah, he's just done some fishing on the Skerries Bank, so he's on his way back with his lunch, and we delayed him. we did give them some money for the fuel.
That's good.
But that was easily sorted. But it just shows you. And then we had another, funny enough, another one today where the batteries were flat on the boat. Again, lack of use, not lack of maintenance. But the owner couldn't get down because he's self-isolating. So it's still having its effect, and from that point of view as well, we've got to be careful when you go out. And actually, you know, just being a bit more aware that you can't start, just turn the keys and go. You've actually got to have a proper look around. You can't skim anything really at the moment until you know the boat's okay. But you know, that's all part of the job, I guess.
I think that's something to pick up on as well. If you listen to this and you have got a boat and you are going out, and you haven't been out yet, or you haven't done a trip, or you haven't been out to water, I think it's very sensible to maybe get an engineer to check your trainers, check everything's good.
Well, I think the problem is, it's like people look at it like a car. Well, it's been sat in my garage, it hasn't been doing anything, so nothing's going to be wrong with it. Well, okay, but for that scenario where the boat where it's sat in seawater and salt and there's electrolysis in the water and there's getting rained on and ice and snow and hail and all the rest of it, it's a vicious environment. So you have, and the boats like to be used, things like engine like to be run, oil needs to be spun around, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll have some good weather carrying on now for next few weeks and people can get out there.
But it's going to take a while to get up to speed, I think. We're getting the boats where they should be for this time of year, and owners back happy to come and use the boat, and then obviously restrictions lifted so we can go places. So it's going to be, this year's going to be different. I think, you know, I wouldn't write the summer off, but it's going to be a very different summer from what it usually is. Sure,
I think it will go. Hopefully, we'll have a good Indian summer again, like we have done the last few years, and then we can get a bit of boating in at the end of the year as well.
But I was surprised, like we were saying a bit earlier, that how busy we actually are with boat sales, and people really seem to be, like, you know, realizing how lucky we are.
I think we take
things for granted, and maybe we're more appreciative now of what we got. And we've got a beautiful coastline here, and it's a great boating area. Maybe people are thinking, well, hang on, let's instead of going and
enjoy life
every year, let's enjoy life and just spend a bit of money. And
I think there will definitely be some of that that starts to come through. And that's where I think some of the business that we've got lately is definitely coming from that. And we're seeing that. So we need listings. If you've got a boat, you want to sell it and get a bigger boat, let us know. If you need your boat moved, let us know, because Mark can do that for you.
Yeah.
We've also got some other ideas. One of the things we're trying to think of in our office, and again, it's making these things happen, but we're looking at what else can we do, what other services can we offer from our office, because there's lots of new people coming into boating that haven't had boats before. You know, they're new to it, they're green to it, we all take it for granted, but we can use our experience and teach those people. So perhaps we should look at more down the teaching route, so we're looking at that potentially a bit more. So, and yeah, if you've got any ideas you want us to do, then obviously get in touch, let us know. We're both trying to keep our Instagram accounts up to date. Again, mine's pretty slow at the moment.
Do you want some stories?
Yeah, do you want stories?
I've got some stories to tell.
We've had feedback from a couple of people via socials that they want some stories.
PG-13 versions.
Yeah.
And the 18 versions. But yeah, let us know, because then I'll me and Tom can go over some of the stuff we've done and I've done in the past, which might be of interest. Little bedtime stories.
Bedtime stories, exactly. Well, look, we're going to sign off for now, but I really appreciate guys listening. It's really good to hear from people that have said that they've listened to all of them now. And I'm watching the watch count go up, which is brilliant. But please do keep listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Remember, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, all those sorts of platforms. It's really easy to do. Keep an eye on our accounts. Mark is at Coxon.
Coxon1.
Coxon1 and at Sunseeker Tom. So I always give those a shout out, but don't forget. And thanks very much for listening. Keep safe out on the water, and we'll speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.